Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 408 for Thursday, May 26th. I'm Dave Sims. Today's Futures Canada canola market suffered losses on Thursday, weighed down by weakness in soybeans and soy oil. Canola was anywhere from $5 to $9.50 lower, with the July contract checking in at $515.30 a ton. That's down $9.60. Wet weather across western Canada partially alleviated some concerns over excess dryness. Slow farmer selling and the higher Canadian dollar were bearish. Canola is looking pricey relative to some other oil seeds, and U.S. farmers are continuing to plant more soybeans instead of corn. However, gains in European rapeseed futures and Malaysian palm oil limited the losses. Commercial demand lent some support to the market. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was 1 to 3 cents higher at the July contract checked in at $4.08 a bushel. The weekly export number for U.S. corn was a little better than expected, coming in around 1.5 million tons. Meantime, Brazilian exports are expected to be much lower when their numbers come out, and Russia has raised the forecast for its total grain output in 2016 by another 1.5 million tons. Soybeans were 4 to 6 cents lower. The July contract was at $10.79 a bushel. The market felt pressure from U.S. farmers switching out corn acres for soybeans. Fund managers also stepped back after shooting to their highest level in 2 years. There are still ideas that traders with long positions are looking to exit those positions before the long weekend. The U.S. celebrates Memorial Day on Monday, and more wet weather in the Midwest could delay planting. Wheat was 13 to 15 cents higher with the July contract at $4.81 a bushel. Prices took strength from investor short covering. Some producers who would bet on lower wheat prices exited those positions as prices began to rally higher this morning. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, May 26th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.